The Not New Movie Review.
You did have something to do with it, Darlene. Hell, Lonnie Earl was crying for your attention and you refused to see it. So he came to me to talk about it, and I was just trying to be your friend so I listened.
And before you knew it, he was spinning you like a helicopter, you bitch.
What's your name?
It's Hot AF. Oh, my name's Jeremy Wainwright.
You are Hot AF.
Maybe both figuratively. Look at these. Flashing you some.
Oh, are we wearing the same shorts again?
Yeah, mine are just salmon.
Oh, nice. I actually like those.
Yeah.
So we're two boys. We're wearing the same shorts.
Yeah.
My name's Ross.
My name's Jeremy.
Oaks.
I just like to make sure that I have shorts that are super short, but not short enough to where a ball might come out.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is a threshold. Yeah. I'll let you know though if I see a ball. Well, are you a briefs or a boxers man?
I like to switch between the two. Okay. Depends on if I'm feeling loosey or goosey, you know.
Sure. Oh, which one's loosey and which one's goosey?
I don't know.
Goosey. No.
Goosey
no.
Are the briefs, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because loosey. Geese are tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Tight.
So today we're starting out a new journey.
Yeah, today might be a shorter episode, just so you know.
Yeah.
We don't have that long to
There's literally a man with his gun to our head.
No.
Well, there's literally in the court. What am I looking at?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, with the gun pointed at me.
Oh, don't worry about that
saying,
guy. That's not why he's here.
And he's holding up a thing that says finish on time.
That's not podcast related.
Oh, okay.
So we watched.
So we're talking. Well, Charlize
Theron. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Theron. We're embarking on the Charlize Theron journey.
Mm-hmm.
Charlize Theron up Hollywood. That's what I'm
calling
it. Charlize
Theron.
Up Hollywood.
That's what we're calling this
Charlize
one.
Charlize Theron up Hollywood. So, you want to just jump right into the movie?
Well,
You want to do what we watched real quick?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
But before we get to Charlize Theron.
Man's looking at me.
Don't worry about it.
Well, if we decided on, like, because I don't think she has any social media presence.
I don't think she does either.
She has
either.
A Twitter, but it's one of those, just she'll tweet out the promotion.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I ate hot wings.
Definitely an assistant that runs it. So, I mean.
You can go to TMZ, see if she got in a fight.
Yeah, let's do that, I guess.
Why isn't my
We'll finalize box? Something else.
Why isn't my letterbox letting me sign in?
I don't know. Why are you signed out?
This isn't good.
That's what I want to know.
Am I going to have to do this by memory?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so I just Googled. I Googled TMZ Charlize Theron.
You actually did it. Oh, Letterboxd is down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No way.
I'm going to have to do it by memory.
Oh, my God.
Well, luckily, I tweet out every time I watch a movie. So.
This was from... This was from June 20th, so a little bit.
What'd she do?
Away. Charlize Theron trades punches and kisses with boxing champ.
Uh-oh.
And it's a video.
Which boxing champ?
Let's see here. I don't know. I'm not a boxer. Oh, and Mark Wahlberg was there as well. Right.
I think that's as deep as we need to go.
Yeah?
Charlize Theron hung out
so
with
a boxer. She's boxing this guy.
She's a badass.
And then she gives him a kiss on the cheek. It looks like he's training her.
Yeah, she busted a bunch of teeth while filming Atomic Blonde.
And then Mark Wahlberg was there as well.
There you go.
I don't know.
We'll get a better... Just Google
TMZ Charlize Theron.
We'll get Charlize Theron update next time.
So what have you been watching?
What am I watching? Well, I'm going to run you through real quick. Spider-Man Far From Home. Saw it. Fun movie.
Yeah.
I love Mysterio. Spider-Man's my boy.
Oh, man. I have to memorize what I saw, too.
I saw Midsommar, that folk horror movie from A24. It's really fucked up.
So I see a lot of people... It's getting a lot of talk around the town.
Oh, yeah.
But I...
It's fucked up.
But I haven't seen a trailer or anything for
this. That's for the best, I think, for this movie.
Okay.
I've been avoiding a lot of trailers. Like, even if they play in the theater, I, like, look down so I can just listen to them.
Like a weirdo.
Well, yeah. I don't want
to
get...
guy next to me. Why isn't he looking at the screen?
Probably. What the fuck? I saw that Drop Dead Gorgeous was added to Hulu, which is a 1999...
sequel to Drop Dead Fred.
Maybe. I've never seen Drop Dead
Fred. Oh, so. You should.
But it's got Kristen Dunst, Kirstie Alley. It's great. It's like a beauty... It's like a fake documentary about a small-town beauty pageant, but it's getting really dark and fucked up.
Mm.
Highly recommend it. Okay. It's on Hulu. Hold on, I can do this. I can blast through. Man, I tweet too much. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, because you also tweet everything that you watch.
I do, yeah. My new thing started last year.
What's your Twitter?
At Jeremy Wayne Rye.
Oh, cool.
Jeremy Wayne Rye without the T.
I'll follow you.
I rewatched Congo.
Okay.
Fun movie. Killer Monkeys. Lasers. Diamonds. Crawl, which I was very excited for. The new Killer Alligator movie from Alexandria Aja.
Mm.
So, what more do you want than a 90-minute movie about alligators attacking people during a hurricane?
Oh, right.
What more do you want out of cinema?
Yes,
that's the perfect summer movie.
Yeah.
If it throws back to the original summer movie, Jaws. You know?
Who's in this?
You wouldn't know anybody.
No, just no? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you wouldn't. I mean, some people. There are Barry Pepper's in it. Mm. But... I probably remember from here what else I saw. What else? I went to see Stuber last night, actually.
Oh, I was Stuber.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's such a well-made action comedy. Mm. Like, it actually looks great. It's well-directed. Dave Bautista's great. Kumail's great. It's very violent.
Right.
Yeah.
Same guy that did Goon.
Yeah, which I haven't seen. I want to watch his other movies.
Which I also hear is very violent.
Yeah. It actually might be my favorite movie of the summer so far. Just because I don't think it's the best movie of the summer, but in terms of pure enjoyment, I was like...
What's the best?
Probably John Wick Chapter 3. Unless you count Endgame, but it's like April 26th, so you could count Endgame.
That's a spring movie, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you, Disney. You can't start summer whenever you want. And then I watched Waking Up in Reno.
Oh, nice.
I also watched Stranger Things 3, and it's the best season. It fucking rules.
It is. That's what I'm saying. I think... Last season kind of
took a little dip. Lows.
Yeah, but this season is all highs.
Have you seen it all?
No.
The finale is
I'm on one episode
of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Four or five.
It's so good.
I don't want to say where I am because I don't want to spoil it for anyone else.
Yeah.
I watched Toy Story 4 again.
Yeah, because you have to get a better picture.
Yeah, so because for any of those who listened last time knows that we talk toys a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk toys the whole time again, no, but I just want to say...
Yeah. Do you like it more this time?
What?
Do you like it more this time?
I liked it about the same, which was a lot. But I just think... I think maybe the buzz thing still bothered me a little bit.
You're still buzzed up.
Yeah.
Speaking of your problem, because you said like the projection was blurry.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night, Stuber starts at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. I noticed I go in the theater, it's still...
Starts at 5 a.m.
Or starts 5 p.m. I go in the theater. This guy, he's getting closer with the gun. He's got the gun.
He just cocked nervous.
I don't know what that means. I don't use guns. I don't know what that
all
means.
Okay, there's nobody in here. Just so everyone is clear.
Movie starts at 5 p.m. I get there like 10 minutes early. It's still at a desktop screen playing quiet music, and there's a thing at the bottom that says music player.
Windows. Windows.
So I'm like, all right, I'm a little worried. It's not even playing the preamble where it's like, here's a show starring Kevin Costner on TNT.
I honestly think movie theaters are getting so lazy these 5
p.m. start, it's still at the thing.
Yeah.
It's 5:05. I go out there, I have to tell the guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and they literally then like...
Are you the only one in there?
There's like three other people. They didn't seem to care. They're just talking away. Like,
yeah.
So I was very sad.
They're getting so like if they don't want movie theaters to die.
But the thing is, how about stop doing a shitty job? Busy, like it would
busy. That's what.
But I'm still gonna get Regal Unlimited without hesitation.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
All right, continue.
I saw.
You can't remember them all. I believe in you though.
Toy Story 4. No, I think I haven't seen that much.
Yeah.
Toy Story 4.
Because you hate movies now.
No, I do not hate movies. I just got my SAG card today.
That's true.
Spider-Man, Homecoming 2.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Gladiator,
thumbs down. I like the first one more. Michael Keaton.
I love Mysterio, though.
Yeah.
I love some of that Mysterio.
Jake Gyllenhaal's great, but the Michael Keaton twist, too, was so good.
Yeah.
Then, after that...
Did she even watch anything else?
Maybe Waking Up in Reno? Maybe. But then I had to do a palate cleanser, so I watched... Okay. I watched the opening of The Incredibles,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this looks good, but I really want to see... Like, I want to see that Toy Story 4 quality again, so then I put on Incredibles 2, and I got, halfway through it. just to
both great movies.
Just to
wash the taste out of your mouth.
Taste out of my mouth.
So you really disliked this movie, Waking Up in Reno.
Oh, I disliked
it. Came out in 2002.
Heavily, highly disliked.
Billy Bob, it has a all-star cast. Billy Bob Thornton, yeah. Patrick Swayze, mm-hmm. some other girl, and
Natasha Richardson.
Oh, want to hear something fucked up? Both Natasha Richardson and Patrick Swayze died in 2009.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
So good she note. Plays the... You getting a phone call? Who's this?
Hello?
He's on the phone right now.
It's a robocall.
Oh. So she played the...
Billy Bob Thornton's wife.
Yes.
I don't know why I did that. Now they know I'm there. They're gonna
but
call
she's,
more.
God she's known for the mom in The Parent Trap.
Oh, really?
One of the moms.
The British one?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, because she's actually British. I read that.
When oh,
I
really?
That she died, yeah.
Yeah, so she played the mom.
One positive you have to, you can't deny this. What? All four leads do a great Southern accent.
Okay. I mean,
Billy Bob Thornton has it easy because he's Billy Bob Thornton, but
yeah. I think Charlie. Okay, so let's.
Oh, I forgot to write up a list of Charlie's questions. I'll throw them out at the end. I got this.
So this was directed by Jordan Brady.
Yes.
Who also directed
some other weird thing?
Oh man, I don't even know. Let's see here. Oh, Waking Up in Reno, American Girl, The Third Wheel. Okay, so really nothing else.
I love those movies.
This guy has really, he's going thin. Okay. So hopefully you didn't watch this movie. I don't know why you're listening to this, but I hope you didn't have to sit through this
Well, bought it, so.
It was $6. You bought it too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I didn't go down that road. I paid $4 to rent it.
Oh, I'm so happy I spent the extra $2. Because you always do, like, you always rent it, and then you're like, oh, I wish I bought it, you know?
Yeah,
but this was not the case.
This is the case against that.
Okay, so do you want to give us your Jeremy synopsis? Sorry.
There's two couples.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton and the lady who's Kaylee Richardson, something. And Charlize Theron and Patrick Swayze. They're going on a trip to Reno, but there's a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage drama, relationship mm-hmm. drama, adultery.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Shenanigans and Sue.
So the plot... on IMDb, since Letterboxd is down for this, so I don't have a tagline for you, but it's very thin. It says, a romantic comedy about two trashy couples traveling to Reno to see a monster truck show.
They're very trashy.
Now, I would say the movie's more about the drama than the monster truck show.
Dude, the monster truck show is only it's a
5 minutes,
10 minutes,
yeah. Not even a payoff. It's no.
See, I'm in a weird place with this movie.
Really?
I would not say it's a good movie, but yeah. I was never not entertained, if that makes sense.
Are you kidding me?
Like, I wasn't watching being like, wow, this is great, but it wasn't like... I almost felt like I was watching, like, a trashy TV show.
Yes.
Like I was
it's
watching...
It's filmed like a TV show,
I was
too. Like, the quality is a TV show.
Like, I was
quality.
Watching
it's very weird.
Reruns of some TBS comedy show that sucks, but I'm like... I'm not bored.
It's almost like they filmed it on like a camcorder quality, kind of.
It was very low. I highly doubt this was re-released on Blu-ray. Highly doubt anyone's...
Oh, I hope not.
I highly doubt anyone's asking for that.
So this had a... this was released in December 13th, 2002.
Christmas movie, kind of.
Yeah.
Holidays.
The budget is not listed.
Oh.
It's unbudgetable.
I'm trying to wipe this movie from existence.
It has made $267,000 to date.
This movie does not exist.
No, it does not. It made $100,000 opening weekend.
We didn't even... Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow.
Charlize did not start out strong.
No, which is why... So I think she's going to have the opposite of Will Smith.
She starts out weak.
And gets very strong to the end, yeah. Which I might even say she kind of looks better now than she did back then. You know what I mean?
She looks the same to me.
Like she's looking pretty good now.
Well, she does look good.
I didn't think she looked great in this movie.
Oh yeah, She's playing very stereotypical role, you know.
But she looks pretty good now.
I don't know if that's a hot take.
You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of a hot take. Charlize Theron attractive? What?
So yeah, this movie barely exists. It's like, barely on the books.
Anything you like about it?
So I like the music choices. Yeah. I think the music placement is horrible.
What about the scene where they're singing in the truck and like?
It's so unnatural. Well, the one scene where
they're singing Higher Ground and they're like, they catch on because he's like, because every time Stevie Wonder's like, keep on, they're like, oh, what's he going to say next? That was a fun bit.
It just feels so unnatural.
He's like, believers. And they're like, oh, keep on believing.
Yeah. It's terrible.
I think they're fun. It's a fun crew.
So out of the main actors, or notable actors, can you rank them from
performances?
Yeah, let's
Patrick Swayze, he's so nice in this movie.
Yeah. I think he gives us the Swayze gaze.
Yeah. Ooh.
One or two times.
I was attracted.
Well, I think the part where I saw the Swayze gaze was when he held up that shot glass, when he like wanted to buy the shot glass.
That's nice.
I was like, oh man, he's giving us
which is one of my biggest Swayze complaints gaze to this movie. I don't know if it was fucked up for me to want that. I wanted Patrick Swayze and Billy Bob Thornton's wife to get together.
Yeah, well, I think that's what they were going
for. But then I also want Charlize Theron to be happy in this movie because she's not a bad person. I think Billy Bob Thornton's a bad guy.
Yes, he's 100% a bad guy.
He's a dickhead.
So can you rank them from... Oh, yeah.
Patrick Swayze...
Wait, is this good to bad or...
Good to bad.
Okay.
Patrick Swayze...
Is the best.
Unnamed blonde woman.
Unnamed blonde woman?
I can't remember her name.
Oh, Natasha Richardson.
Natasha Richardson. Oh, God. It's a throw up. I think Billy Bob and Charlize, neither of them are bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're not doing anything interesting.
Really?
Well, Charlize kind of is.
I kind of disagree.
Oh, what's your take?
So my number one is Penelope Cruz.
Oh, she's great in her two scenes.
She steals the whole movie.
She's great.
Number two, I would say Billy Bob Thornton.
Really?
Because he made me hate him so much.
He is good at being an asshole.
So he did a good job at that.
And the few moments where he is kind of sweet, it kind of works.
Kind of, yeah.
Like when he buys her the bracelet.
Uh-huh.
Which I guess it's good that it kind of presents you with complicated relationships.
Sure.
Even though he's an asshole, the whole movie isn't just like pounding it into you like he's an asshole.
Mm-hmm. After that, I would go Charlize. Because she's the most eccentric out of the four, I think. Like, she really plays it up.
She really does.
Then I would go Natasha Richardson and then Patrick Swayze.
You think Swayze's good?
Yeah, Patrick Swayze's on the low end for
me. He's so nice and humble.
He's not doing anything interesting.
Like, I want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
I can honestly say are the worst parts of this movie, though.
Yeah.
Are the dated things when they talk about, like, gay people and lesbians.
Well, there was two parts where I was like, oh, that's surprisingly progressive.
What was that?
When Charlize was going off with the... she was trying to find a little person.
Oh, yeah.
In the paper.
And she kept saying the M word.
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, I think they like to be called little people. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so there was another part, too.
So at least they're not, like, horrible rednecks who are like...
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
He's like, oh, okay, I guess so.
Well, I think there's some contrast, right? That's like, you got Billy Bob...
Who's horrible.
And Natasha...
Who's a little more accepting. Who's
a little more, yeah. And then you got Patrick Swayze, who's the more accepting one.
Yeah.
And you got...
Who says at one point, he calls a guy, when like they're trying to give Billy Bob Thornton CPR, he says like, get off him, you homo.
Yes,
but
yeah,
I think with him...
He does
say
that.
Which I'm not excusing it, it's more of just like a blind ignorance. Like that's what he's probably one of those guys who was raised his whole life.
Sure,
His dad probably taught him it. But if he like, were to like... experience other cultures, he'd be like, wow, these people are pretty cool. Whereas Billy Bob Thornton would probably be like, I hate this.
And then, so it's almost like you got black and white in both relationships. And it's almost like the two like darker people want to be together and the two lighter people want to be together, but it just doesn't work out like that.
It doesn't. At the end, they just, it's kind of fucked up that. Because we refresh your mind real quick that Charlize Theron...
Before we get there,
I
just want to say another thing that I like.
Jesus Christ.
What?
I'm getting so many text messages.
The thing that I like is you're a popular guy. I don't know.
Well, then the watch on it's like you're
so the thing that I like is the title cards for their names.
Yeah. Oh, that is cool.
It does look like a Quentin Tarantino, like their name, and it gives a little description of them. I was like, oh, okay, I might be in for something here. And then it just went downhill.
Then when it shows Billy Bob and Charlize, and it's like not his wife.
Yeah.
Because they're having an affair.
That's when I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But then it just went downhill.
Which you find out that he impregnates her with his baby.
So I like the whole concept.
I like the build up with Swayze's medical condition.
Yes, I was
expecting him to be like, "I'm dying."
Yeah, and then, yeah.
I think that scene is good when like he
that scene is
when
good.
Like you think everything's all right, and then he walks in, and when he says like, "My fluids aren't working," mm-hmm. and you're like, "Oh fuck."
And then I actually do like that scene a lot. Actually,
can I get you to bump it up half a star for that scene?
No. But I like the part when like they look at each other, Charlize and Billy Bob. They give each other look,
and she's slowly starting to cry.
Because
more and
usually
more.
In a movie, people will give each other that look, but it's not acknowledged.
Yeah.
But in this one, they were like, "Why'd you guys just look at each other like that? Like you would do in real life."
And Billy Bob Thornton's being an asshole. Like, I don't know what she's talking about.
So yeah, what?
And give us a major meltdown.
Give us the what's the whole premise of this part here?
Oh well, Charlize Theron and Billy Bob Thornton having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob Thornton and his wife, they haven't been making love for a long time. Mm-hmm. They finally have a sweet romantic night of lovemaking the night before. Patrick Swayze thinks that he got Charlize Theron pregnant because mm-hmm. she tests positive for pregnancy tests, and they're having sex all the time, which
they've been trying for
a really weird scene where they literally pull over the car so they can bang in it. That's weird.
Yeah.
And Bobby Bell Thornton's getting mad because he's like, he's not doing it right. So then everything blows up because you find out Patrick Swayze has been getting tested for fertility and he can't have babies. So then it's like, well, how is she pregnant?
Right.
And the only answer is Billy Bob Thornton. And so, then antics ensue. Natasha Richardson goes off justifiably.
Yes.
She goes on a spending spree and she's obsessed with Tony Orlando, which he looks... I fucking hate lounge singers.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
So I like the overall concept.
I'd rather be shot in the face than go see like what's that fucking guy who plays in Las Vegas all the time? What's his name? He's right on the tip of my tongue.
What do you mean?
It's not Neil Diamond. What's his fucking name? Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
those like plastic surgery faces.
Well, I mean, Britney Spears and Madonna.
I'd go see
have
Britney
residencies
Spears.
In Vegas.
I'd go see Britney Spears.
Okay. But I like the overall concept of this movie. Of the movie.
Yeah.
Two couples go on a road trip.
Yeah.
They're sleeping together. One person gets the other one pregnant. I think like the writing of the medical test or whatever, that's good. I just think the execution
could be a lot better.
The execution, this is like I just found this movie outside in the dirt or something.
It almost feels like an extended like pilot for a TV show. Like after this, then you would follow them. Like after they're dealing with their weird, crazy lives.
Yeah, it's like,
why do you think we'll answer that. This is weird because all of my introduction to Charlize Theron growing up were all more her as like a badass or like
right
stuff
the,
like
the
that.
Reinvention.
So it's weird to see her in the basic girlfriend role.
Mm-hmm. Like Hancock.
Yeah, I grew up seeing her in like Hancock and stuff like that. So it's really weird for me to see her like, which that's probably how unfortunately a lot of Hollywood actresses start out, just being the girlfriend or the wife.
Well, we know who produced this movie.
This is Weinstein.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
So just you want to do some trivia?
Yeah. You want me to ask the Charlize questions?
Not right now.
Yeah.
I think
another thing that attributes to the low energy of this episode is that there's not much to talk about, really.
Well, there's nothing I like.
Yeah,
in this
movie. I like some stuff, but like, yeah, Patrick Swayze is really nice in it. He's so nice. David Koechner is the bellboy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
when he wants the tip, and Billy Bob Thornton's like, "Oh, I know what you're waiting for." Give me some fucking shit. I read those while I was on the toilet this morning.
Okay, so I'm gonna read them. You think of...
There's a total of four.
You think of Charlize's questions.
Oh, I got them, baby.
Wow, you were not joking.
There's a total of four.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were attached to star in this, but dropped out prior to filming.
Who do you think they would have played? I bet you Brad Pitt would have been the Swayze and Aniston would have been the Charlize.
No.
No?
Well, I think...
Brad Pitt wasn't old enough to be the Billy Bob at that point. He was still a young gun. Although, not that Patrick Swayze's young in this movie.
I still think he would have been Billy Bob.
You think so? Huh.
Well, now you're making me think here.
He would have been the young stud.
Yeah, that might be true.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, Charlize Theron.
Star of the show Friends.
Yeah. That you think she would have been Charlize Theron's?
I think so, because she was young. I feel like they would have kept... Yeah.
In a deleted scene, Charlize Theron is listening to the Reba McEntire song, When You're Not Trying To. And Billy Bob Thornton walks out of the bathroom and makes fun of Reba.
She whips the picture.
Charlize Theron throws a picture frame at him saying, don't make fun of Reba, you mother
fucker.
The broken picture frame is later blamed on the cat having too much catnip.
I hated the Shania Twain song in this.
Oh my
because
God.
I hate Shania Twain with a burning passion.
I know. This is just not for us.
Wait, does this seem like the movie that like a country loving like hardcore
like redneck? Oh my God, could you imagine if Trump saw this movie and then was like, this is the best movie ever, and then everyone starts watching it and then they make a sequel?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
And then they display the budget because they're not afraid of how much
people
money
on Twitter are like, Waking Up in Rio, the ultimate Republican film.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, he's like, I'm going to rent out a sports stadium and show it to everybody.
Oh, God.
And that's what finally gets him impeached.
Mary Steenburgen, Barbara... Wait, who are these people? Well, this doesn't... Okay. Laura Dern read for parts in the film when it was being cast.
She totally would have been Charlize, I think. Because she was still young back then, too.
Laura
Dern. I just want to just make this. This is going to be a hot take.
No, I think she would have been the other one.
I'm just going to make a Laura Dern hot take. A literal angel.
Sure.
I love Laura Dern.
You watch Big Little Lies?
I should.
Yeah, you should.
I wish Laura Dern was my mom.
Yeah.
Like.
I get it.
I just wish like, I could be like, I'm sad, and she'd be like, oh, it's okay. I don't know, that's weird.
So this movie was being cast in 1997.
What the fuck? Was a script called Hollywood on Fire? Like what? You know who one of the co-writers is one of the cops that pulls him over.
Really?
The main cop co-wrote this, Brett Risco or some bullshit.
Wow.
Rosco.
It
sounds like the movie that Brett Rosco wrote.
Yeah, it does. So this movie was cast in 97, but didn't get made until 2001.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze and Natasha Richardson passed away 6 months apart in 2009.
This movie cursed them.
Only 7 short years after making this movie.
It cursed them.
And that is all the facts.
Why don't it's another quick, nice scene before we wrap up?
Sure.
I just like that we see Penelope Cruz plays a hooker.
Yeah.
Or a prop. A lady
a
of
worker,
the night.
Lady of the night.
Lady of the night. Sex work is okay. It's a perfectly okay profession. We're very progressive here, which is legal in wherever they are. Billy Bob Thornton's trying to like
Arena.
Get with her, like be a scumbum. Mm-hmm. Patrick Swayze, he does get with her, but he says like, you know, I was just nice to her. We had a nice night.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even think they had intimate relations.
I think they just danced. And maybe,
I think they just danced, yeah.
Maybe like a thing, like, you know, in Game of Thrones when, like, the Unsullied hire the prostitutes just hold them while they cry.
Yeah.
I think that happened.
Yeah.
All right. So I just had a lisp for a second.
Mm.
Charlize Theron questions. Because she were watching this
because
of her.
Well, what do you give this movie?
I haven't rated it on Letterboxd yet. I can't until it stops being down. I'll probably give it a 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah. Maybe a 2. You gave it a 1.
You gave it a 1.
A stern 1.
Straight up 1.
But I said something.
It's the biggest 1 I've ever given.
I said something to you yesterday that I stand by.
What's that?
For all of these, because every now and then we have to watch a movie that's pretty bad and it's boring as well, which is the worst combination. It makes me appreciate Jack and Jill more. Because, listen, that movie is bad, but were we ever bored? We were morbidly entertained in a weird, fucked up way. Because we did not know where that journey was going to take us. We did not know what Al Pacino was going to do to try to fuck Adam Sandler.
That's very true.
That's going to be my running thesis, is like, how many bad movies do we have to watch before I declare Jack and Jill a good movie?
I think, okay, here's, I mean, now that you say it. So I think they shot this movie in a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think they shot Jack and Jill in a month.
So I think they're just that baseline bar, like they cleared that.
Yeah.
Can I ask my fucking questions now?
Yes.
God damn it. Was Charlize Theron good in this movie?
I would say she's okay.
She doesn't make a splash, but if this was the first thing I had seen her in, I would take notice. Like, she's going to go places. Was this a good movie for Charlize, you think?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Because no one remembers not at this movie
exists. It doesn't. Number one, it doesn't exist. Number two, it's just poorly made.
Yeah. Number three, go fuck yourself, Brett Roscoe. What are the other fucking questions I would ask?
Those are pretty good questions.
I was like, is it good in this movie? Is this a good movie for her? What the fuck? Do you think she tore Hollywood up with this movie?
Do you think she was Taryn?
Yeah, do you think she was Taryn?
No.
No. Not at all. Yeah, I think that's it.
What do we got coming up?
What's next?
Next time, yeah.
Oh, I can remember. It's Aeon Flux.
Aeon Flux.
Which I think is a bad movie, but it has an interesting director, and I think it'll be interesting.
So this was 2002.
Aeon Flux is 05.
05. Okay. Yeah.
We're skipping past The Italian Job, which I might watch just to bring some Charlie's because that's like Fast and Furious stuff,
right?
So
now this is basically when she makes the transition into action star.
Oh yeah, and then now she's one of our bona fide action stars,
because if we go to her
IMDb
real quick, she's been in 63 things. Let me scroll down.
I'm even more alarmed that the man with the gun is gone now.
So she started in 95.
Yes.
With Children of the Corn 3.
Ooh.
Urban Harvest.
Ooh.
Okay. Then
yeah, my
96.
Biography.
That Thing You Do. So, you know, she's playing like these romantic
roles here. Is The Italian Job like her first action-y movie?
Well.
If you can tell by the posters.
The Devil's Advocate. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's about where Al Pacino plays the devil.
Okay.
It's unfortunate we couldn't talk about
that. The Astronaut's Wife.
I highly doubt she was an action hero.
True. The Cider House Rules. Definitely not an action movie.
No. Probably Italian Job.
Reindeer Games.
Unless she rides reindeer.
Starring Ben Affleck.
Huh? The F.
After assuming his dead cellmate's identity to get with... Oh, she's holding a gun.
Oh, Affy Taffy.
Another man's girlfriend, an ex-con, finds himself reluctant participant in a casino heist.
Okay, maybe that started
Maybe
it.
That's it. You know, now that I'm looking at this here, I almost think that this movie, Waking Up in Reno...
Woke up her career.
Was filmed in like 98 or something. It just wasn't released until 2002.
They were browsing through, like, we need something to release in December this year. They're like, oh, fuck, what about this?
Holy shit. Because we got Waking Up in Reno, right?
Yeah.
That's bookended by Trapped, which is a movie that says a woman fights for their daughter's life after she's kidnapped by an experienced gang of thieves. Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's Waking Up in Reno. Then The Italian Job.
Yeah.
So I almost think this movie was like shelved and then...
But it's impossible to find out because they care so little about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It does not exist, basically.
So it doesn't.
There's no budget. They have no idea how much this movie was made for.
No.
Which is why I think they just grabbed a camcorder and started...
It's like, just go to fucking Las Vegas.
Yeah.
This whole series is basically a journey to Fury Road.
I know. It's going to be rough.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry for anyone who has to sit through this early on.
You voted for that.
That's true. They did. They did, yeah. Yeah, I can't even be mad at that.
Yeah. All right, so...
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, so this has been the Not New Movie Review.
Patreon.com.
My name is Ross Oaks.
My name is Jeremy Wainwright.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie. How much I do the outros. Twitter.com/notnewmovie. Follow our Twitter handles.
Yep.
See you next week with Aeon Flux.
Oh, I'm going to go home and watch more movies. I'm going to go to the movie theater 5 times a week.
I might.
I just started wearing a fancy watch.
I did. Or you did. Yeah. I haven't worn it in 3 years.
Yeah, it's the original one.
Right? I know. I can't even get most of the apps on it.
I'm going to go to Best Buy and put Keanu Reeves' face on every computer.
That was great. I think that started the Keanu song.
I think it did too, yeah.
We'll tell that story next time. Remember me next time to tell our Keanu story.
Yeah. Okay.
Godspeed.
Godspeed and...
Don't wake up in Reno.
Don't wake up in Reno. No.